بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. Firstly, making muzakara of the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is also a great ibadah, but more importantly, we should make a real effort to bring it into our lives consciously. And as we're living in the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that من أحيا سنتي إن فساد أمتي فلو أجر مئة شهيد. Who will bring alive one sunnah and bring alive a amila biya. Just like this one. It is how to bring alive the sunnah. And we'll see the basic sunnah. If we ponder, myself, we are very weak. We think we're doing it, but we're not doing it. So we have to ponder and check. And this is the time to do it, to check on ourselves. But where will the test will come when we go home? So Allah give us tawfiq. We completed the sunnah with regard to relieving ourselves and that we should make wuzu at home. And those days, try and perform your sunnah at home, but today of negligence, it's better to perform our sunnah in the masjid. Especially the imam, etc. So people don't think not sunnahs are not important. And then the dua when leaving the home. When leaving home from the masjid or for any other place, recite this dua. Bismillah. توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And the other du'as also. This is the du'a for entering and leaving, which is coming in front also. So we should try and read the du'a in its great benefit. And then proceed with dignity. It is not be running, rushing. And that is our sad condition. Especially for namaz, we wait for the last minute and we rush it. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-ajalatu min al-shaytan, rushing is from shaytan, wa ta'anni min al-rahman. And a person who does things with dignity, that person is a sign of, he's getting the favors or favors of Rahman. Sometimes you got late due to circumstances, then also you don't rush, you just walk at the birth pace more faster. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring these sunnahs in our lives. And with regard to the ash'ar of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were discussing this poem with regard to the zikr when we say Allah, Allah, Allah. At first a person announces Allah to take your name and call out your name, I enjoy it. But obviously our zikr, Allah's fazl, our tariqah is that we don't scream and make zikr. We make zikr in a very beautiful, soft voice, not so soft that you don't hear yourself. Not so loud that the roof is coming out. Doesn't mean we sing Nara Mastana, we want to scream. Some other tariqas, they make so loud zikr, you think the roof is coming down. So our zikr is like how bees are buzzing. And it doesn't have to be in chorus also. Each one making his own zikr. If it corresponds with you, other person is also on Allah with you, it doesn't matter. But don't intentionally make like a chorus. That is makruh. So we should be all making our own zikr, but and each one concentrating on his own heart. So then a person, when you're concentrating on your own heart and you're making zikr, then naturally this will come out of your heart. Ah, Rajus, Ah, Sama, Hamdan, Nabut. That Ah, Hajjum, and Allah put here, that Ah, in the name of Allah. So we are taught also that stretch it slightly, Allah, Allah. You see that Ah is coming out. It's like Tawbah, Ah. How I spend my life. Allah, you gave my life. So this ah that is coming out, use asma amdam nabut. Allah besides me that is under the sky and you, nobody knows this ah that is coming out. What I'm thinking. Raz, this is secret. Ghayri khuda mahram, mahram nabut. That besides you, O Allah, only you know all the secrets. So you know the secrets of my heart. Why I'm taking out this deep sigh of regret. How I'm passing my life. And now even after realizing, Allah brought us to the khanka, still my zikr I'm making, but it's still not, every time you're progressing, it's a sign that you realize, I'm still very weak. I still haven't even know how to take Allah's name properly. So that deep sigh will come out, ah. And that is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all this will increase our concentration and devotion in the zikr inshallah. And this is what will connect us to Allah Ta'ala. Then we'll understand the sabak as it is keep. Always repeated that you have to have the attention of your heart present. Further, with regard to our lessons on Anwar al-Salam, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. As we learned that what great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with namaz, and to realize this, the heart has to be affected and soft. And for that, obviously, when the heart gets hard, when you don't make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're in the wrong company, etc. So for that, you have to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the heart will become soft, and then you'll be inclined towards doing good deeds, etc. And when you start just thinking, I'm in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you don't know how to read and how to, you don't know the meanings also, like old people, they just think, I'm in Allah's presence. Then how they enjoy namaz, we can't explain. Namaz is so much enjoyment when you just think, I'm in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What enjoyment you get, you can't explain that. And when a person knows the meaning, even better, that he realizes this is going to cause harm to my iman, and I should avoid this. So while reading, you realize that. And then the declaration we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, I am your slave, iyaka na'bud, that I am your slave and I'll remain on my slavehood, and I'll see that I'm all the time in your obedience, that is in namaz and out of namaz. All the time now a person will be conscious, what I'm doing, is Allah Ta'ala happy with me or not? Then Hazrat further explained that har ek talib-e iman ko laik hai, whoever is desirous of iman, which is the greatest gift, iman under all circumstances. And Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, wealth Allah distributes to anybody. Those who Allah loves, those who Allah doesn't even love. Allah gave Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun. Then those who love, Allah gave Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Hazrat Usman radiallahu. So wealth is not a criteria of the love of Allah. Iman is that gift Allah only gives who He loves. So we must make lot of shukr. And unfortunately, we don't live in an environment of iman. Then we think wealth is more important. And we think, oh, Allah gave me this new car. You get so happy, you talk about it. But if you desire a new car, for example, and you didn't get it, and Allah gave you tawfiq to perform 2 rakat namaz, that is far better than the whole world and whatever is going to be. And we don't regard it as a gift. So this is when a person can realize what a ni'mat iman is. And now you're seeking, and that is as we explained, we all the time are talib-e-talib, a true seeker. So you want your iman to increase all the time. And Allah has made this, that with namaz, that all the time, like beautifully, Hazrat Hakim Sahib also gave this example, and many of our buzurgs, that like if you got a big company in this in the world, there's a lot of big companies, then you got all branches in different countries also. But all the smaller branches, their computer is linked to the main computer. And they're all the time linked, and they know what's happening. And sometimes they'll call you in here. Here Allah Ta'ala, our link is Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala calls us 5 times a day. All the masajids are linked to the Muscat, where Allah's Rahmat descends first, the most on Kaaba Sharif, then on Medina Sharif, and then all the masjids in the world. So when we come into the masjid, we're begging, Allahumma aftah abwaab al-rahmah, or abwaab al-rahmati. Oh Allah, open your doors of mercy upon us. So when we keep our contact with the Muscat, then our iman will be strengthening all the time. So keep this in mind, that if a person who is desirous of iman and worried, and today we're loving that time, clearly with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you get up in the morning, you got iman, and you go to bed, you don't have iman. And like our other teachers us, we just talk about it. What are we doing? If we are worried, we make sure we early in the masjid. We're performing all our sunnah, faraid, nafal, everything. That is a person who's worried about his iman. So a person like that is always thinking, who like it, is worthy and necessary for him to think. If you are desirous of your iman, ki haqiqat in namaz, understand the reality and what a great favor namaz is. Ke is taur par jaane, understand it in this way, ke hazrat haq, Allah Jalla Jalalu, who is the absolute truth, who is the only true being that is ever existing. Allah Ta'ala, who is brought everything into existence. Mujhko paidaish mein rehta paida karke. After creating all great creation, Allah created me from the best of creation. Allahu Akbar. Where do I deserve this? I don't deserve it in the least. It's not my birthright that I to be Ashraful Makhlukat. So Allah Ta'ala chose me particular. And that's why when we get up in the morning, make shukr. Ya Allah, you woke me up as a human being. In the state of, as a human. Allahu Akbar. Then you woke me up in the state of Islam. In the state of Iman. You made me shukr. Lain shukr tu lazidan nakhu. Allah will increase these bounties in us. So anyway, a person realizes that Allah Ta'ala created me as his best of creation. And bari taqeed se waase hazir hone darbar ke paanch waqt isne mutlak diya hai. And to realize the great honor, Allah Ta'ala was great stress. Allah Ta'ala said that present yourself 5 times a day in my court. And to realize who you are the honorable, great slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And isne mutlak, open permission Allah ta'ala gave. As it was explained in front. But here to understand how Allah has stressed that Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ. That those people who got iman, they will realize that we have to go to Allah's court 5 times a day. So they'll establish namaz, establish the masajid. So Allah commanded, so the sign of the people of Iman is they build masjid, and then not just masjid, today in that time, the masjids are just for the fancy, everything, and kharabun min al-huda, empty of hidayat. But masjid actually is supposed to be simple, according to obviously the standard of the place you're living in, but reasonably simple. And best is the simple masjid, and not just to establish the masjid, waqamu salah. That, and you perform namaz in the masjid. Not that the masjid is so beautiful, everything. And Allah Akbar, Azzaji Rahmatullahi, and one time when he came, on Inamul Hassan, they showed him this masjid, we got the carpet from Belgium, we got the tiles from here, we got all dust, the light from there. So Hazrat took a deep sigh, he says, you got everything from of the masjid from all over the world. The musallis around here, you couldn't bring them to the masjid. And the beauty of the masjid is not the chandelier, it's not the carpet. The beauty of the masjid is the musallis of the masjid. So that is Allah has stressed that come to the masjid. And they're not only stressed and burn masjid, etc. Then Allah commanded that azan must be given. And in those days from the top of the minara, there was not mic system, etc. From the top of the minara, azan is to be given. And Allah was burned. And then Allah stressed, if you think that you are very busy, Allah says, the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, come to salah. And if you don't, you think I'm still busy, let me finish the deal. Immediately reminding Hayya ala salah, that your success is here. Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullahi wrote in his Muftaradatul Quran that the word falah in Arabic is so encompassing that every type of success, dunyawi, ukrawi, every type, emotional success, health success, whatever you think you're doing, and this is more important, when you hear azan and you're still not in a masjid, immediately you should turn your attention away. Immediately you should be rushing. So Allah has stressed, don't delay, come, present yourself. That shouldn't happen that you delay, you will get deprived. So realize, and then Allah was the namaz, the way Allah Ta'ala has stressed it, that Allah chose, how Allah revealed the command of namaz. Everything, Jibreel al-Islam came regular to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even Iman was revealed when the Jibreel al-Islam came on the earth. But namaz, Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specially, sent Jibreel, go bring my beloved. And what a journey of Mi'raj that Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taken from his home, then Kaaba Sharif, oh, by the house of Umm Hani, heart transplant, heart was washed with zamzam, and then what a journey into the 7 heavens, etc. And the close connection of the Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met his beloved. Allah met his beloved. And then Allah Ta'ala gave the great gift of namaz. One is somebody brings you a present, you get very happy. But the present, and who brought the present? Who brought the present? Allah Akbar. Somebody went to went to meet some great ulama, and he is also a great alim. And he comes back and he says, Maulana gave salam to you. How happy you get. And what a present Allah Akbar. And to realize that, like Hazrat Thani Rahmatul Alayh, on one occasion, a person from a very far valley, he thought that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him in a dream, going give Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatul Alayh, going give him my salam. This person didn't know who Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani, he didn't know where Thani was. But he found out, he got amanat from who? From Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he was also an alim, respectable alim. So he made all the arrangements to find out and book his ticket for train that time. And he came to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, took permission to be at the Khanka. Then he said, Hazrat, I came with an amanat. Say, what amanat? Say, I was sent by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to present salams to you. Allah Akbar. Immediately Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah started crying. And he says, that is barok ki shafqat chote. He didn't say that, see how great I am. He says, that's the kindness of the elders upon the small people like us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thinking of me and sending salam to you, and you took all the trouble to that whole day. He postponed all his other ma'amulat and just got involved in durood that day. So when we understand what the gift namaz is and who brought it to us, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no excuse we will make for namaz. Under all circumstances, we make sure that we present 5 times a day, and Allah gave open ijazat. That or muhtaj awar ki izn ka, or ehsan man kisi darbaan ka ya naseeb ka nahi. Allah didn't keep it that you are now in need, but you have to take permission from a doorkeeper there, or there's somebody you have to beg him, do me a favor, I'll pay you so much, let me enter the masjid. Allah kept it open. Even the person who built the masjid, he's got no right that he can say right of admission reserved, etc. How sad when we don't understand whose house it is. Then how Shaitan slaughtered, and during the COVID time, Mutawallis want to close the masjid. Where it was not your right. It's Allah Ta'ala's masjid. Nobody has the right to close the masjid. And open permission, so much so that the poorest man, he comes early, nobody can stop him from reading namaz right behind the imam. The best place in the masjid, behind the imam. Then one to the right, one to the left. The person that is most ignorant, he comes early, and the person is more. A great buzurg is there, he can stand right next to that buzurg. Nobody has got the right to reserve place or to go. You come early, that is your place. So much so, even the muazzin, we just took it for granted that no, his place is behind the imam. Here we see, wherever the muazzin gives iqamah from, many ma'u masjids that we think the place right behind the imam is the place of the muazzin. He must first come early into the masjid. He comes early, he keeps his place, then he go give azan, then he can come back to that place. Otherwise it's not, although now we shouldn't make a fitna in our town that the people have taken it, that place is just a reserve for the muazzin. First try and explain them. Can you take, otherwise you take the muazzin's place, you cause a great fitna there in the town. So we should understand. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala has given open permission that you don't have to beg anybody, you don't have to, you need to come to the house of Allah, but there is no guard. There's outside the guards, etc., they're not here to block us from coming to the masjid. So a person, when you realize this, then you understand how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what a great gift, what great honor Allah ta'ala has sent me. And then Allah ta'ala has commanded me, don't be unmindful of this gift. And then if you don't realize, Allahu Akbar, you don't realize how honorable this gift is and what a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then to make us understand, Allah Ta'ala, the person or ghair haziri parwada is sakht azaab farmaya. Allahu Akbar. If you don't present yourself, then Allah Ta'ala says, because of your ignorance, you don't understand what you're losing out. You're coming here for all your success. The treasures of all dunya, akhirat, is all by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's here where Allah is calling you to. And you out of ignorance, out of stupidity, you don't attend namaz. Then Allah Ta'ala has found severe warning. To understand this, the severe warning is not that Allah wants to punish us. Allahu Akbar. It's like a father who was very, very rich, and he's got 3-4 sons, and he set them up in business, everything. And they're all in different provinces, for example. Now he realizes I'm in my old age. Whatever I got little, let me now give it to them. And then he says that invite them that just weekend or whatever, all come home. That whatever we got left now, I want to distribute to you. And the one of you who don't come, I won't give in. And what I gave you also, I'll take back. So he said that the father wants to take it back. No, he wants to give them. But he's only got little left that he will give. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us so much, and out of ignorance we don't come take from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What height of stupidity Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is offering everything. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. By Allah, all the treasures are by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is not short that Allah will give. Allah will give the whole world in Allah. So this warning of not attending salah is not a punishment. In fact, it is to show that how stupid can you be. So Allah Ta'ala is not like a boss. He will say that now you work for me so long and you are very loyal. Okay, let me give you a handshake, 2 million rand. Or let me give you another business. And now you say, no, I don't want it. You say, you don't want it, leave it. So Allah Ta'ala is not like that. Allah says, if you don't want it, you don't understand what you're losing. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has put warning that if you don't perform namaz, then the punishment is very severe. It's not severe because Allah doesn't want us to lose out in the least, but so we should understand it in this way. Then a person should realize that Allah Akbar. These punishments are actually to draw us closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. اور جاننا چاہے کہ ایسے نعمت عظمہ سے محروم رہنا اور وعدہ سخت عذاب کا سر پر لینا بڑی نادانی اور کمینہ پر ہے. And then understand to take this great this warning of great عذاب, to take it on your head. Like many people think, ah, what's wrong? Like Hazrat explained, when a person loses must one namaz, and particularly it mentioned Asr namaz, then you lost your whole wife, or your whole properties, your family, everything. But you come home, you see everybody is still there, so you think nothing happened. So this is actually, when you go into the qabr, then you realize what happened. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, a person who is a bari nadani, he is so ignorant, and he is so immature, and he is a kamina person, he is like a coward, he is a mean person, that he is prepared to take the great punishment of Allah, the promises of Allah's punishment upon his head. That is just negligence. You don't worry about namaz. One is the height of stupidity, you losing all goodness. And on the other hand, you say, ah, it doesn't matter. So such a stupid, ignorant person, Allahu Akbar, such a person is a great loser. He doesn't know what he's losing in this world. Where a person should think that, how can I lose such a great, Allahu Akbar. You lose one deed, you didn't get one job. How you say, I feel like kicking myself. Yeah, everything you need is only by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is calling us. So what height of meanness, and what height of the ignorance we have, that we don't, the great, great ni'mat, ni'mat-e-uzma, a very magnificent ni'mat, and you deprive yourself of that, the height of stupidity. And today we see why the ummah is suffering. That we not, we here where everything, our protection, everything is here by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We just taking it for granted. And we not coming to the masjid, and that Allahu Akbar. Like Nabi said, Allah Ta'ala mentions, when you don't realize this, on the day of Qiyamah, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ يَدَيْهِ. People who don't come for namaz, they are oppressing themselves. Not the Jews or anybody are oppressing us. We are oppressing ourselves. And like in this world, you say, I wish I could hit my head on the wall. How I must have been. What is one deed? 2 rakats of namaz or fajr cannot match the whole world and whatever it contains. And if you must your fajr or any 2 rakats of namaz or any namaz, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, you'll see the oppressors or three people who oppress themselves. They'll be literally chewing their fingers. You'll be biting your fingers in great sorrow. And some tell their elbows, some tell their wrists, some tell their elbows, some right tell their armpits, virtually chewing it. And now, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Why didn't I listen to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and hasten towards namaz? How could I do this? So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that this is such height of stupidity. بس اسی طرح عظمت نماز کو خوب سمجھ کر تمام آداب کے لائے کے قبولیت بارگاہ شاہ حقیقی کے ہوش ہوئے بجا لاؤے. Now when you understand this is such a great نعمت, then obviously when you're going for a very great invitation, in this world everything, you just get the invitation from a manas or anybody, what is the dress code, what is the etiquette, all this. Just you coming to the greatest, the king of kings, Malikul Mulk, the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keep in mind all the etiquette. How should I go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is my dressing to you? I must go in such a way that kabooliyat, they like a kabool, is worthy of acceptance. Not that I'm just going for namaz. Which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us, the time is to come in my ummah, you'll perform namaz and you're doing a favor to Allah. Allah is not in need of us. We in need of Allah ta'ala. So we have to see, I'm going for namaz. Ya Bani Adam, khuzu zinatakum inna kulli masjid. That take your beauty, in other words, and what is beauty? Not what I think, I bought a new jacket, and I'm a big billboard for a certain company, and I'm going with my nice jacket to the masjid. We see totally contrary to the etiquette. Allah is angry, and you think, no, I'm going with a brand new jacket. And if somebody tells you, why you come with that jacket to the masjid, you get offended. How can he tell me like that? Allahu Akbar. Today we come with all the soccer jackets, etc. And clearly you see the logos, a red devil, a devil on the jacket, and you're wearing it in the masjid, in the court of Allah. And if somebody tells you, reminds you, that don't wear this shaitan, you get upset with it. So think of and take the adab and respect, how should I go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we are taught, that you make your wuzu properly, you make your all the etiquette that are worthy of acceptance. Not that I just go for namaz in and out, last in, first out. No, you're going to Bashai, Hakiki, the real king. What are the kings of this world? They go, you're going just to the state president invites you, you so feel so honored, and now you're buying a new suit, etc. Yeah, you come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah didn't say you have to buy new clothes, etc. Our clothing, Allah made it so simple, the clothing of the righteous and pious, the clothing of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So keep all that in mind. That is, pehle taharat, or paakiz bhi kare, yani wuzu kare, or jo hajat nahane ki ho, usal kare. That is, keep your purity in mind. And Allah made it so simple. Oh, you just have to make wuzu. And if you got your wuzu also, Allah Ta'ala said it's sufficient. You don't have to make a new wuzu. Although you make a new wuzu, there's more nur. But even that is sufficient. You got your wuzu from Fajr, and you got your wuzu all day. Allah Ta'ala, that is also sufficient. But if a person who knows where I'm going, like Allah Akbar, the Mashayikh, Mawlana Shah Ahmad Julyawi Rahmatullahi, a great ustad in Saharanpur, that he was the murid of Qari Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullahi. Whenever he used to go to his Sheikh Majlis, he used to make ghusl. He used to take ghusl. Imam Bukhari Rahmatullahi, every hadith he wrote, he took ghusl and he performed two rakat namaz. Here we come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here you just going to your office every day, you want to have a shower, you want to wear clean clothes. We come into the house of Allah, we don't care how we come in. So keep all these etiquettes in mind so that my namaz, as Allah says, we made namaz, and what is it accepted in the court of Allah? So we have to be worried, is the namaz worthy of acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Jaisa ki koi bacha, jab bacha ki darbar mein jane ka irada karta hai, pehle hammam karta hai, phir kapre pehen ke jaate. Like if you got an invitation from the king, the minister, the state president, how now you take so much ihtimam, so much importance that I must have a bath, I must wear nice clothes, etc. All this, you coming to the kings of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzah, Malikul Mulk, how can you be so unmindful and you don't appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then that is the height of stupidity, that is the height of ignorance. So it shows how ignorant that person is. And if you tell him, then he doesn't like it. So we have to realize and understand all this reality. You get it in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first part of this bayan, the first sabak is over, but Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib rahmatullahi, out of his kindness and concern for the ummah, he has put now, given the whole summary of what was explained in the first bayan. It means made the bayan even easier. So some of the things that was explained, he now explains it to us, and those who didn't listen to it, at least they will get benefit also. So Hazrat rahmatullahi ki is bayan mein char baatein. He says in the first bayan of Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi, what he explained here, there are four aspects he has explained. Awal namaz ki ahmiyat, jisko baar baar farkar dil mein bichana. اور جس کے لیے حضرت شیخ الحدیث رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا رسالہ فضائل اعمال کا مطالعہ بھی مفید ہے. He says the first point Hazrat explained the great importance of namaz. Namaz is not a burden. Namaz is not a duty. He is so to say our duty of, but namaz is a great, great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how much shouldn't we be appreciated? And if we find we are negligent in this, then read the fazail e amal. And daily we should read, have ta'lim in our house. That if you see you negligent, then read the warning, the chapter on warnings of not performing namaz. And if you are not punctual at our jamaat, read that chapter. So over and over, you read these chapters. Then it will dawn upon you. So he says, study this regularly. It will be very beneficial. Even past ulama, don't think, oh, I'm going for namaz. Always, we have to be all the time making ta'aleem, so that we are alert. That I'm not just going, it's not just a customary thing, or it's just my, like you go to work every day, so it's your routine. Namaz is not something that's a routine. Namaz is a very, very important aspect of our life. Our life should rotate around namaz. Our appointment, everything around namaz, then see how our life will come in order. The second important thing that was mentioned, don't. سب سے پہلے اس کو دل میں بار بار سوچے کہ نماز کا حکم میرے اوپر کوئی بوجھ یا تاوان نہیں ہے. The second thing you should realize and think about this, that the command of namaz is not a burden upon me. It's not a penalty that Allah is giving me a penalty that you didn't do something to come for namaz. No, this is an invitation from the kings of kings. Yeah, Allah Akbar, just to get an appointment with one ordinary counselor, what a big deal. And you think, oh, you got an appointment, you feel very happy. But even if you go there, what can he give you? He can't give himself anything, he won't give you anything besides life. Yeah, he's the King of Kings, Allah Rabbul Izzah, giving you a grand, royal appointment. And we still don't realize, Allah Akbar. So, سبسے پہلے bring us in our heart that namaz, this command of namaz is not a penalty, it's not a burden upon me, بلکہ بہت بڑی نعمت. It is a very, very great favor of Allah. احسان ہے جس کا شکریہ ادا نہیں ہو سکتا ہے. It is such a favor of Allah تعالیٰ upon us that we can never make shukr to it. And Allah has been so kind. All those things that are extremely necessary, Allah made it for us. Iman which is farz, Allah made the kalima to read La ilaha illallah, so to say farz, bring iman. And then to protect your iman, to keep it intact, that you don't lose it under any circumstances, then Allah made the most important thing after iman, namaz, Allah made it farz. What is farz? Allah Ta'ala, what was necessary for us, Allah made all that farz. What was going to harm us, Allah Ta'ala made that haram. Like Allah was but gambling, liquor, etc. Today we see what a smoke screen Shaitan puts on our brains and our eyes. That we think then gambling, how a person thinks, I just buy the law, one day I'll win. And even people, rich people, who go and gamble in a casino, at the time comes where they think I'm going to catch the million just now. And in the meantime, they're going to lose all their grief and everything and come on. They are great, great, the people that had empires, and they came out of this casino, not a car was left, not a clothes was also left. So those, how kind is Allah? And what we don't understand, that is why Allah made those things for us. And then according to that level, then Allah made something wajib, and then something sunnah. But for Sahaba, everything was important. And for us, even the great thing is not important. So we have to realize it's Allah's kindness, and we can't make shukr to Allah. Just to make shukr for one namaz is impossible. And then Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala didn't just give us namaz. Allah sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly with a gift and to inform us how beneficial. And then not just to inform us, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam practically demonstrated how to perform this namaz. So what a magnificent gift it is, and we don't appreciate. Then after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah granted us the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Then the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, and today our great, great ulama, and today our sheikh and our mashayikh, that how they stressing and make us realize our weak minds like small children. And as Hazrat explained, you put a chocolate in front of a small child, and you put up a gold ring, he'll go for the chocolate. So that is what we are. We're losing out on namaz, and just probably watching a cricket match, aliyazu billah. You in Jahannam, but you don't realize you in Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize, and then think in this way, ke Allah Jalla Shanu ne mujhe zarra bel miqdar ko pehle Allah upar. That move Allah Ta'ala, me who is not even a speck, that I'm worth nothing in the creation of Allah. Allah is not in need of us. Allah, I'm not worth anything. But Allah made me ashraful makhlukat, the best of all creation. Allah could have made me a pig. Allah could have made me whatever I want to. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem, alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalaka. Oh human being, what has given you deception? That now you're thinking it's your life. Allah who made you, and so beautifully Allah made you, and you don't appreciate the ni'mat of Allah, and you lose your high status of ashraful makhlukat, and where you drop down today, Allahu Akbar, LGBTQ, all the filth and dirt, words and animals also we drop down. So Allah Ta'ala is reminding us, that me that is not worth any step. And this is when you come and realize what namaz is. And when you put your head in sajda, you realize, Allah, my praying, who gave me? I'm worth nothing and you are lying me in your court. Phir apne darbar mein rozana paanch baar arz maroz karne ka, Allah Akbar. Then Allah called us 5 times a day, not to Allah Akbar as a penalty, but to present our need to Allah. Arz maroz karna. That what we need, oh Allah, anything we need, whatever we don't our need, know our need better than ourselves, Allah Ta'ala knows. So Allah is calling us to have a meeting with Allah and talk to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When you in namaz, you are talking to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So how kind is Allah that Allah says, you don't know what is the benefit. That is why Allah made it further and so important and present apni hajat first case karne ke liye hazri ki bari taqeed farmayi aur jab ji chahe naflon mein hazri ka izn aam diya Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala was great. Come to me 5 times a day. Allah has stressed, as we explained already, how Allah has stressed that Muazzin must call out also, Hayya al falah, come to success. Don't forget your appointment. Today nobody really reminds you, especially if you got an appointment with any government person, he won't remind you that you got an appointment. He'll in fact taunt you that I gave you, no, I'm so busy and I gave you an appointment. Allah Ta'ala, Allah Akbar, who is the King of Kings, and Allah Ta'ala doesn't get confused in a least, but all the creation talks to Allah at the same time. Allah doesn't get confused. That is our Allah. So Allah Ta'ala is calling us to present our needs, and with great stress, Allah Ta'ala has said, come 5 times a day, and then not only that, only 5 times a day, jab ji chahe, my offices are open for you anytime. Naflo mein hazri ka aizne aam, Allah gave open permission. When you realize what a great honor this is, you got an appointment with the state president, a very kind man, and now he tells you whenever you want to come to my, who will ever tell you that? Nobody will tell you to come, that you can come anytime. Today you go to any office also, you go to pay your account, but they say no, it's lunch time, now we close, now you can't come. Allah says, besides for us, anytime you want to come and meet me, get engaged in nafal namaz. When you get engaged in nafal namaz, Allah starts loving you more. And look at my servant, how he wants to be close to me. So 24 hours, Allah's office is open. And the special time is Allah Akbar, middle of the night. And that is when the time, Allah Akbar, Allah's offices are open. And not even a person doesn't know the language. He is not that, no, you don't know the language, going to stand and get you an interpreter. Interpreter will come. Allah knows all the language. You are dumb, you are deaf, you can't talk. Allah knows the language of the heart. In fact, that person gets more attention from Allah. That if he's dumb, he's deaf, yes, he's coming into my court. And you engage yourself in nafal ibadat, and Allah gave izne aam, as we explained. No guards here, nobody can stop you from coming in the masjid. No, for nobody can say, my place is reserved, you can't stand in this place. No, it is makruh to reserve any place. Yes, on the other hand, a person understands that you came, you had that place, and some great person came, elderly person or Ali, and you gave that person that place, then you get double sawab for that. That is the respect that we should learn. So anyway, So Allah gave open permission aur is hazri mein kisi sifarish aur darbaan ka ehsaan man nahi banaya. And Allah Ta'ala didn't make it that you need somebody to intercede. You know, this man is my friend, let him come in the masjid. No, anybody can come in a masjid anytime. The person who is most ignorant, the person who is most intelligent, anybody is allowed, nobody can stop you from coming into the masjid. Obviously, but come on a proper etiquette. If a person is now intoxicated, then he doesn't even know he's coming to the masjid. So that person, you have to block him and explain him. So anyway, besides that, there's no guard there. The guard, no guard that can stand by the masjid and you're not allowed to come. And Allah Ta'ala warns, if anybody does that, and you stop people from coming from the masjid, you're one of the greatest oppressors. And Allah will take you to task. So be careful. So this is that you are not that you have to beg somebody that he must do a favor to you. Or marry sabisusti, jahalat, or khaishati, nafsanike, ghalba wagaira se jo ghair hazir hokar mahroomi ka sabab ban sakta hai. Usse bachane ke liye sakht wa'ide aur azab ka elan kiya. And my natural the laziness, at this fajr time, but I'm feeling lazy, oh now I'm, and Allah Akbar. My natural laziness also, and also a person has got his ignorance and his desire, that now it's namaz time, but you say, no, I want to eat. Or after you came home, you had your supper, azan is going, but you laying on a couch. Your desire and your stupidity, for that Allah Ta'ala says, you don't want to come, that overtakes us. When we don't know who we are, we ashraful makhlukat. We don't know the value of namaz, then for not presenting yourself and depriving yourself, for that Allah has announced such a severe warning and severe punishment. That is, Allah has announced, be careful, that if you don't come to my house, this is the punishment you will get. One namaz, one uqub in Jahannam. 83 years you stay in Jahannam. Not that Allah wants to put you in namaz, but it's a sign of stupidity. Like a child doesn't know how well, how important is it to go to madrasa, etc. How you stress on it, and you make sure, till when it comes to understand. And sadly, we lead our whole life and we don't understand still what a great ni'mat it is. And that is the height of stupidity. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. And that is why Allahu Akbar. Allah's mercy is so vast that Allah says, no matter who you are, don't be despondent of the mercy of Allah. You just come to the house of Allah, it's open for all. Ab mujhe jaan lena chahe ke aise ni'mat e uzma aur mahboob e haqeeqi ke karam se mahroom rehkar apne muhsin wa khaliq wa malik aur duniya wa duniya e aakhirat ki chara saal ko naraaz karke sakht azaab ka maul lena badi nadani aur kameena pan hai. Now I should understand that the magnificent gift of Allah Ta'ala and to meet my real beloved, Allah who is a real beloved and Allah who love is, that is not tainted, that Allah wants something for us. Love is outgoing, not that you do something because you want something. Your beloved of this world, you love her, next minute she gets sick, she gets sores on her body. Now your love for her changes also. And now even if you are a loyal person, you make a khidmat. But your love for Allah is not such that aliyadu billah, any deficiency will come to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala knows that our love is weak, but Allah makes more love for us. That Allah is calling us to our real beloved, the creator of love. And it is His karam, His kindness, that you deprive yourself to present yourself in the court of my real beloved. And apne muhsin, Allah is our muhsin, the one who is favoring us every split moment. While we're sitting here, we're all breathing oxygen, and we don't realize, free of charge, and how easily, and our organs are working, we don't realize. And then Allah is my Khaliq. Allah made me, Allah created me. And not just made me anyhow, Allah made me the best of creation. Allah gave me brain, Allahu Akbar. Allah gave me a whole, our body is like a whole small world in one body. Allah, what there is in this body, we don't understand. Allah has created me, and not only Allah created me, Allah is my Malik, Allah is my owner, Allah is not just my boss, and I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you realize I'm the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why Allah ta'ala teaches us, repeat every day, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, what stress, oh Allah, I'll only do slavery in front of you, I'll only worship you. I'll only bow down to you, I'll only ask you for my need. But when a person doesn't realize and he thinks, no, I'm a big CEO of a company, where I got time for namaz? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained, one person told one lawyer, now just make some time, come for namaz, but regular, and then you can even go 3 days namaz. He said, what you talking of 3 days namaz? Where I got time to be punctual for namaz? He opened his diary and he said, look out, look at my appointment. So full, I can't even have my lunch properly. So he said, okay, but try. And then he thought his appointments are more important. When the appointments of Allah are to make your appointments easier, the next day on the notice, funeral notice board was his name. So we are the slaves of Allah. And love like a slave. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh. In those days they were slaves in the market. Today there's no slaves. So there, those days the slaves, they were sold in the market also. He went to buy a slave. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh. Great tabi. And he bought such a slave, he didn't realize. When he brought a slave home, he asked that slave, that where, what you like to eat? He says, master, what choice has a slave got? Whatever the master gives him, he eats. If he don't get food, he doesn't. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah asked him, what's your name? He says, what choice has a slave got? Whatever name the master gives him, that's his name. Allahu Akbar. And like that, he asked him few questions. Where you like to sleep, etc. He says, what choice has a slave got? Whatever my master says I must do, that's what I'll do. Then Hazrat Hasan Basri got so happy. He went inside, brought a gift, and gave it to him and said, you're free. He said, I hardly worked for you for one day and you're free. He said, you taught me how to be the slave of my real master. Allah Ta'ala was our Malik. So think, Allah is our Malik, and Allah made us slaves, and the most useless slave of Allah, and Allah is calling, come get what you want. Dunya wa akhirat kya chara saan. Allah Ta'ala, who is the one who proceeds to all our needs of dunya and akhirat, to make such a great being who is in charge of our dunya and in charge of all the affairs of our akhirat. Allah is dead bought. If a woman wants to, like today, what is the word? Feminism. Then no, I don't get married. Such a woman, she doesn't realize the honor of getting married. When you get married, you are under Allah, but the cover of your husband. You love like a queen in the house. You got anything, you don't have to pay rental. You don't have to go out of the house to get anything. You get everything on a plate he's supposed to bring to you. And you want to love like a free person, then you everybody and you nobody. When you get sick, nobody is worried about you. You got any stress problem, nobody is worried about you. Allah takes care of all our affairs, all our matters. And Allah, in the matters of akhirah, which is much more important. And then we don't think we want to just please Allah Ta'ala, then we are taking as if we are trading in. Well, you got, Allah gave you a great gift and you're auctioning it for stupidity. And you're auctioning it that you don't know, you are for the dunya. Allah Ta'ala says that you're auctioning it and changing it for azab. Allah Akbar, a great gift, and Allah wants to bless you, and you offering it, and you giving it over, that's a height of stupidity, kameenapan. So when a person realizes this, now you realize how important namaz is, and then Allah Ta'ala says, realize, Allah is calling me, you are eager, you go with the correct etiquette, etc. And then Allah Akbar, in the third the lesson that was in the bayan, namaz mein dil ki huzuri, jis ki husool ka tariqa ko bayan mein wadi hai, ke koshish ki jaye ke namaz ke har rukan mein kam az kam koi lahza zarur huzuri ka muyassar aa jaye. And then now when you realize what a great ni'mat is, and you come in the court of Allah, now the concentration and devotion is very easy. Just for a moment think, I'm in the court of Allah. For that one moment, I'm standing in Allah's court. Oh, I'm in ruku, I'm in qiyam, I'm in sajda. That is presence of heart. That is so easy. It's not difficult for anybody to be in concentration or اور اس حضوری کی وضاحت میں جو امور حضرت سید صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ نے تحریر فرمایا، مثلا اپنے آپ کو اپنے رب کے سامنے جانے اور رب کریم کو اپنے حال پر متوجہ سمجھے، جو کچھ زبان سے پڑھ رہا ہے اس کو مانا جانے، اللہ اکبر. And he says, all what we learn in the bayan already, Shah Ahmad Saeed has mentioned that concentration and devotion is not beyond us. So concentration which he mentioned in the bayan, for example, just to think for a moment, I'm in the presence of Allah. That is concentration. In every rakat, one moment. Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah made it so easy in your whole namaz also. If one second you thought, I'm in the presence of Allah, that namaz will be a namaz of concentration. In other words, you won't fail, although it's just a basic pass mark. Now increase your concentration. Or now you know Allah's attention is towards me. And you know Allah is putting full attention to me and talking to me. How much more? And then even further, you know I'm reading just in namaz. I'm reading Bismillah. I'm reading Subhanakallahumma. All just when you pray, when you keep just in mind, Allahu Akbar. And then the ayat of rahmat, you think of death and you beg for Allah's mercy. The ayat of azab, then you feel, you worry in your heart, and you beg for Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, then Allah Ta'ala, in this way, to be concentrating in the court of Allah is very easy. And Hazrat says to attain this, read Nafal Namaz, and keep on memorizing these lessons. Like if you read the ayat, you know the ayat of rahmat, repeat it in Nafal Namaz, 2-3 times in your namaz. This will build more concentration and more eagerness to go to the court of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.